601, Unit 1, Recording 1.4. Hi, Kayla. Thanks for meeting with me today. I'm excited to hear how things are going for you. Please take a seat.
Hi. Okay, thank you.
So, it looks like you have a pretty busy class schedule this semester. You're taking a lot of science courses, I see. Are you liking the courses that you're taking right now?
Yeah. It's been a busy semester, and I like most of the courses, but they do take up a lot of my time.
I can see how they would be time-consuming, but I'm glad you're liking them. Do you feel like you still have adequate time to do things that you want to do and connect with family and friends?
I don't feel like I have a lot of time to myself right now, and it's hard to communicate with my family and friends back home because of the time difference. I sometimes try to call my family, but I try not to disrupt them late at night or early in the morning.
Time differences are hard and make communication challenging. I have a sister that lives in Europe, and we find it difficult to keep in touch on a regular basis. How do you mainly keep in touch with your family and friends that live far away?
Well, I like to be efficient with my time, so I always like to text my mom to see if she is available before I call. And I also text family and friends a lot because it's easier than dealing with time zones and having to stay up late or get up early. But I do miss seeing their faces and hearing their voices more often.
Do you ever video chat with your family and friends?
I try to video chat with them every now and then. My mom always likes to emphasize that I don't call enough, but I try to text her on a regular basis. It's hard to video chat often because you need to be in a place with a strong Wi-Fi or cell signal. When I try to video chat sometimes, if there's a lag, if I'm not in a place with a good Wi-Fi.
That makes sense. Have you ever thought about whether it might be helpful to schedule a weekly time to video chat or call with your family back home?
You know, I've never really thought about scheduling a time, but that might help me call them more often and could help with the time difference too. I feel like I'm only used to scheduling school and work things.
Yes, it's sometimes hard to think about scheduling personal time, and especially scheduling time to keep in touch with loved ones. It can feel like your free time is getting taken away from you sometimes if everything is scheduled. But if keeping in touch with your family and friends is important, sometimes you need to make a schedule to stay in touch, especially if you live far away.
I think I'll try it. I do want to find more ways to stay in touch with my family and friends. I feel like right now I just text them or send them things on social media, and I want to be able to see their faces and hear their voices more often.
It's very nice to hear from and see our loved ones' faces. It's great that we have technology that can help us to connect and communicate to and from all around the world. Maybe one step you can take is to connect with a family member and schedule one video call for sometime next week.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll text my mom and see when a good time might be for her to video call next week.
Great. I look forward to hearing how you're keeping in touch with your family and friends in our meeting next month. Now, let's talk about your grades.